Hi, this is Tracy. What I keep hearing about is, you know, our lives after we were involved with narcs. And what I want to talk about is a little bit of, I think, what made me a target. And I think there's a lot more to it from my childhood and whatever else. But in regard to 2X, I was going through a divorce with 1X. 1X was not a narcissist. He was a very nice man, just not the one father of my child. But I was going through that. I was having a hard time. I was very vulnerable. I wanted a family. I was afraid I was losing a family. I wanted security for my son. I had a great job, but I'd never been alone. And I was scared. So they came. 2X and his family came along and kind of met every one of the things I was afraid of. They knew it because they asked and were concerned and endearing and loving and showing me exactly what I wanted to see. It's like mirroring. But he scooped me up when I was in a really hard place. And when I was going through my divorce 10 years later with him, I had just finished and I met 3X. He was a friend of two friends of mine. So I trusted him. They said he'd been through a horrible divorce and was always crying, and that, you know, me coming into his life was a good thing. It was certainly one of the oddest relationships I've ever been in. I think that on the scale of narcissistic crazy, he was like a 14 out of 10. Like, I'm going to write a book about him, and you're going to hear the craziest things that you've ever heard a person could do. But just whatever. But when I was with him, he made me feel so special, as did 2X. When you were with them, there was this intense thing that drew you towards them. And with that, it was control. Right? They nailed you on everything, and they gave you everything you wanted to because they asked you, and then they pretended. Now for me, darkness was a very big thing with 3X. I didn't even really know what it was, and I certainly didn't know that other people had this happen. I just heard someone on a video on YouTube today talk about the darkness, and this is exactly what 3X did during our 2.5 years together. He traveled a lot for business, which that's okay, that's what he does. But he also would just sort of, like, again, the texting and the calling, and when he was in town, it was me, and, you know, he would leave his children home sleeping and come over. Crazy. But he picked me up when I was going through the divorce. So what I'm trying to say here in telling you this story, because I'm gonna heed this advice, no matter what. I'm just heeding this advice right here. So I wanna teach it to you, because out of two experiences, those look good. Out of two relationships with narcissists, they picked me up and they gave me everything I wanted. They told me the stories. I was in a vulnerable place, so I believed them. It felt really, really real. There was never a time that it didn't feel real until it ended. When they ended, that is when the darkness came behind their eyes, and it was like you were nobody. Like the days and the nights and all of the memories that haunt us. Like, are you driving down the street and you just see something and you're like, shit, I don't want to go there because we used to eat there. There's just places and things that haunt us. Guess what? It does not haunt your narcissist. They could go to your mother's house and not give a shit. It would have no emotional attachment to them. And with time, and creating a new memory, if you have a restaurant that you love to go to, by golly, get five friends, so there are six of you, a big ass party, drink tequila, and have a new memory, and screw the fact that that thing that was yours and yours as a couple still haunts you as you drive by it every day. So when this happens, I want you to think of that place and find a new memory for it. Or if it's too painful, and I'm not saying that I know it all, there will be places, but if you conquer them, there will no longer be shame and there will no longer be fear of driving by that store or that thing. So pull yourself together and don't get into a relationship right now. If you are just finding out about this, guess what? We're vulnerable. We are perfect targets. And you know what? You'll fall for it. You'll fall for it again because we want the dream. We gave ourselves in a dream. It wasn't real. But we gave ourselves. I'm just suggesting, don't do it now. Seriously. Don't date. Hang with your friends. See movies. Go out and have them over your house. Keep it quiet. Keep your mind quiet. Just sit. Learn to meditate. Look at this. Just enjoy your life. And don't jump into something again. Not for a little while. When you have it all figured out and you've got this new confidence about you, this new armor and this shield, that's when it might be time. But for now, men, women, just be you.